So one of the predominant topics of the beginning of Masechtas Shavuos is the Korban Oyla V'Yoyret. The Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra that there are three types of averos that if a person violates them, he's going to have to bring a korban known as the Korban Oyla V'Yoyret. Now, the Korban Oyla V'Yoyret was a Korban Chatos. Don't let the word Oyla fool you. It was inherently a Korban Chatos. The reason it was called an Oyla V'Yoyret is because in contrast to an ordinary Korban Chatos, which was a fixed animal that the person had to bring, when it came to the Oyla V'Yoyret, the type of animal or the type of carbon that was brought varied. It was Oyla V'Yoyret, and really it depended on the financial status of the person that was bringing the carbon. The Torah says that if a person was a man of means, so he brought a behemoth as his carbon. Most carbonists were behemoths. This person would bring a behemoth. In the event that he couldn't afford to bring a behemoth, so the Torah says in lieu of a behemoth, you can bring two birds. What type of birds? Either Bnei Yoina or Torim. In the event that the person was such a dal that he couldn't even afford to bring birds, so the Torah said there's an option C, and that is he was able to bring a carbon mincha. So inherently the oil of a yored was a chatas, but being that the type of carbon varied and dependent on the person's financial status, it's for that reason it gets this unique name. It's known as the carbon oil of a yored. Now, who brought the carbon oil of a yored? So we mentioned three chatoim. What were those chatoim? So it's all delineated very, very clearly in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Number one, if somebody violated Shavuos Bitoy. Number two, if somebody violated Shavuos Ha'edos. Number three, if somebody violated Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. The reason we're discussing the Oyla V'Yoyret in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos is because two out of the three people that brought the carbon Oyla V'Yoyret were people that violated Shavuos, specifically Shavuos Bitoy, which is really the way the Masechta begins. The reason we've also been discussing Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, it's really the topic of the first 20 or so daf in other Masechta. It's Aydi Denokat Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. We mentioned also Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. And it's not just an ID that they're both Shtayim Shein Arba, but like the Gemara said on Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph, they both have the carbon oil of a yoyred. That's their common denominator. And it's for that reason we talk about one Shtayim Shein Arba that has a carbon oil of a yoyred. We mentioned another Shtayim Shein Arba that has a carbon oil of a yoyred as well. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, makes two observations as it relates to this parsha of oil of a yoyred. The first observation that he makes is that why is it, the obvious question, Kan HaBen Shoyel, that these three chatoim, which are inherently chatois, have the kula of Oyla V'Yoyret, as opposed to every other chatos that a person may have to bring, where it did not have with it the kula of Oyla V'Yoyret. Meaning, it's Pesukim in the Torah, and obviously on some level, everything in Teres Kayanim is above our pay grade. But the Ramban asks the obvious question, and that is, Man Nishtana, these three karbonos from all the other different types of chatam, for which a person ordinarily would have to bring a karbon chatas, he could afford it, he can't afford it, figure it out, you have to bring a behemoth. Yet when it comes to these three chatam, it's going to be different. So the Ramban says, I think the pshat's as follows. As it relates to the two shvuos, the shvuos bitui and the shvuos where there's a parish of carbon oil v'yoyret, there the question's easy. The reason it's easy is because really, who brought a carbon chatas? Someone that did an aveira, that had he done it b'mezid, he would have been chayiv kares. If he does it b'shoigig, he brings a carbon chatas. Shvuas bitoy and shvuas eidos, if somebody violates these aveiros b'mezid, he gets malchus, but he's not going to be chayiv kares. So really, alo rishoyne manu mitzdarim, says the Ramban, that they're even chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. No, the Torah was mechadish, they bring a carbon chatas. Abaham miya, they don't have to have the chumrah that regardless of whether they could or can't afford it, they're going to have to bring the behemoth. The Torah said that I'll be mechadesh achatos, but at the same time, it's going to come along with a kula. The kula is that it's going to be an oil of a yarit. But says the Ramban, that's good as it relates to the two shvuos who bring the oil of a yarit. What about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav? We're deep in the sugyas right now, and we know that for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, the mezid, this chorus, so that's your classic Dovash Hasdoine chorus, V'Shigigas Echatos. So why would you have the kula of oil of a yarit? So the Ramban says something beautiful. He says, U'betumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, because at the end of the day, if a person violated Mikdash V'Kadoshav, let's be honest, at the Reitzach in the Beis HaMikdash, at the Reitzach mit Kachim, he did something bad. It's so bad that he's Chayiv Karis. Karis is the worst of the worst. But at the same time, he's Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. Ki HaKoyen HaOichol B'Kachim. V'habol ha-mikdash l'hishtach ha-voiz oi l'hakriv karbin oisik hu b'mitzvah v'daitoi l'shamayim v'lefichach says the Ramban afal pishachata b'halom ha-satumo riba loy ha-kosif kaporis. The Torah gave him additional loifanim to be able to get kapora. So says the Ramban, the reason it's these three chatoim that have the kul of oil of a yoyred as it relates to the two shvuos, it's because it's not a dovash hasdoine karis, and the em is alu rishonim on ha-mitztarim why they're even shayich to chatas nu chatas with the kul of oil of a yoyred as it relates to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The reason is Mipnesha who toye b'dvar mitzvah, he's oisik b'mitzvah v'daitai l'shamayim on some level, and it's for that reason, even though it's true what he did is very very chamor and he needs kapara and b'mezid he would have been chayiv karis, but l'maisa we throw him a bone and we say that in the event that it was done b'shoigeg, you have the kula of oil of yarit. This is the first observation and the first discussion in Pshutei Shal Mikra, in the parish of Oil of Yoyred, that the Ramban talks about. The second observation that the Ramban makes is, so if somebody was able to afford to bring a proper chatos, then he brought a proper chatos. And the fact that it's Oil of Yoyred is really neither here nor there. If, however, the person couldn't afford to bring a carbon chatos, so then the Torah says he brings Shnei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yoyna. What's the cheshbon of Shnei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yoyna? So Pasha, you would say, being that the bird is an inferior product versus the animal, so even though we give you the kula to bring a bird, but you have to bring two. And by the way, two birds are probably still cheaper than one animal. But the point is, being that you're doing something inferior, it's for that reason you have to bring two. But the truth is, the pasuk says that the reason there was Shnei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yoyna is Echad La'oyla ve'echad l'chatas. One of them was brought as a carbon oyla, and the other one was brought as a carbon chatas. In other words, when the usher brought his carbon, he brought one animal, and it was a chatas. We said the oil of a yoyred is bechefza a chatas. However, when the arman brought the shtei toyer b'shnei bnei yoyna, so then the two animals were one a chatas, which makes sense, because that's what the oil of a yoyred is, but the other one was going to be an oil. And the Ramban asks the obvious question. He says, memonavshach, if the person that is chayiv oil of a yoyred has to bring, in addition to a chatas, also an oil, then the usher should also have to bring an oil. And if he doesn't have to bring a carbon oil, so why is the Araman bringing echel chatas vechel oil? Now you want to tell me you have to bring two Torim b'seder. You want to tell me two bnei yoyna, I hear, but they should both be chatas. Why is it that one of them is a chatas and the other one is an oil? So the Ramban quotes what Eben Ezra says. For Omer Rabbi Avram, says the Ramban, that Eben Ezra said, ki tam echel oil. Kineged ho'emurin b'chatas behemo sheyikrav ala mizbeach v'yofo pirish, says the Ramban. So Ramban says that the emesis, the Ibn Ezra already made this observation. And the Ibn Ezra said a dover nifla, and the Ramban somewhat shaloi kedarkoi says, as it relates to what the Eben Ezra said, v'yofa pirish. I think he's saying a very nice pshat, and I agree with him 100%. So vasak the Eben Ezra, he says that we know that the chatos ha'oif was kuloi necha. So in the world of behemois that were born as karbonois, for the most part, a carbon had a chelik that went l'koyhanim, or even sometimes to the bailim, and a chelik that went l'gevayim. The one exception to the rule was the carbon oil. The carbon oil was kuloi kolo, which means that all of the basar of the carbon oil was brought as a haktarat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no chelik of the carbon oil that was necha l'koyhanim. As it relates to the oifois, there, the Oilas Ha'oif had that same unique quality as the Oilas Behema, and that is that it was Kuloi Kalo. But interestingly, as it relates to the Chatas Ha'oif, it was Kuloi Nechal L'Koyhanim. Now, a Chatas Behema, just to be clear, had a Chelik that went to the Koyhanim, had a Chelik that went L'Gvaya. A Chatas Ha'oif was Kuloi Nechal. So, the Oilas Ha'oif was Kuloi Kalo, just like the Oilas Behema was Kuloi Kalo. The Chatas Ha'oif was Kuloi Nechal. So said to Evan Ezra, that in the event that the Araman right now is going to bring only oifos, whether it's one or whether it's two, and they're going to be chatois, what's going to emerge is that his entire carbon is going to be nechal koyanim, and there's going to be no chelik of the basar of this animal that's going to be brought l'gvaya, that's going to be brought as a haktara, because the chatas oif is kulei nechal koyanim, and that's a problem. The reason it's a problem is because the chatas behema, which is what the oifos are being brought in lieu of, have a chelik that was nechal koyanim, and also had a chelik that was nechal gvoya. And now that you're bringing oifos, you're only going to have the koyanim chelik, you're not going to have the gvoya chelik. So what we need to do now is we need to supplement that piece. The way we supplement that piece is by saying that in addition to your chatas oif, also bring an oilas oif. The oilas oif is kulei gvoya. So tzedishin, the chatas oif, which goes to the kayanim, and the oilas oif, which goes to the gvaya, what you have is your proverbial chatas behema, and that's why, although the usher did not have to bring an oila, the arman had to bring an oila. The reason he's bringing an oila is because, not that he needs an oila, what he needs is a chelik of a carbon that's going to go l'gvaya. He can't get that from the chatas oif because the chatas oif is kulei nechal. It's for that reason he had to bring the oilas oif. It's a dover nifla that Eben Ezra says, and Ramban brings it and is mishabeach it. He says v'yofa pirish. The truth is that if you look around in the Rishonim, other Rishonim said the same exact thing that Ramban brings b'shem Eben Ezra. I'll just mention one, and that is in the Paneach Raza. The Paneach Raza says it by Arichos. He asks this kasha, why is it that the Araman, in addition to bringing Echol Chatos, he also had to bring Echol Oila? His lashon is v'imkein lama baser anya aniyusa azla. The Gemara says baser anya aniyusa azla, right? But why would the Torah throw upon him an oila? And the oimik of the kasha is the bishloim if they're both chatois. Okay, so you'll tell me you need two to make up for the one that the usher is bringing. But you see, that's not what it is. What it is that in addition to his chatas, he also needs an oila. Well, if the usher doesn't need an oila, then why should the other man need an oila? Then came lama basa anya aniyusa azla, says the Paneach Raza. I'm skipping a little bit. The bekarben usher dai ba'achas. The usher was able to bring one carbon. Ki yesh ba chelak legevaya. The hainu emurim. The chelak lahedyet. The hainu abasa v'ha'on. Avol bekarben ani she'ein emurim. V'ilu yavi chatos levad in kan chelak legevaya. V'im yavi shnei oilu levad harei kulo kalu v'ein chelak lekoyanim. Lokach tzorech shnei. And that's why he has to have both. Eben Ezra says it very, very bekitzer. Even when the Ramban quotes Eben Ezra, he quotes a very bekitzer, but the Paneach Raza says it geshmak, like an achron. He says, because at the end of the day, a carbon chatos has to have a chelik that's nechal keihanim, a chelik that's nechal ligevaya. If you bring the behema, you're going to have it. If you're going to bring the oifis, you're not going to have it. So the matara of the oilas ha'oif, as it relates to the carbon oil of a yoyred, was really to fill the role of the emurim, and it's for that reason, whereas the usher only brought a chatos, the araman had to bring shnei toyer m'shnei b'nei yoyna, echad l'chatos v'echad l'oila. It's yodua that Remeir Simcha said, a dover nifla, al pi des Eben Ezra. The Gemara, Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Chaf Aleph, again, this is very relevant to what we're learning right now because we're holding teeth in the sugyas of the carbon oil of a yair. So the Gemara Chulin, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amid Aleph, darshins one of the psukim in the parasha of the carbon oil of a yair. The pasuk says, regarding the shtei toyer m'shnei b'nei yoyno, ve'es hasheni yasa oilo kamishpat, ve'chiper olav ha'koyim e'chatosei ha'shachotav v'nislach lai. So again, the usher just brings the behemoth, the arman brings the two birds. One is chatos, ve'es hasheni, and the second one is yasa oilo, and he should bring it kamishpat. So the Gemara says, what does it mean kamishpat? You should bring the second of the birds, which is going to be an oila, kamishpat. So says the Gemara, kamishpat means that the oila Kailot should be brought with the same Shulchan Aruch as the Chatas. My Nafkamina says the Gemara, three things. Ma'achatas behema inaba el manachulin, just like a Chatas, behema has to be brought minachulin, ubayoim, not just that, it has to be brought during the day, ubayodei hayamonis, and when you do the avodah, you have to do it with the right hand. Af oila sa'oif, so too when it comes to this oila sa'oif, inaba el manachulin, it has to be brought minachulin, ubayoim, it has to be brought during the day, ubayodei hayamonis, and mitterechtahant. That's the only way you do the avodah. So the Torah in the parish of the Korban Oil of Yerid, when it's talking about which shlad, the Oiva Sa'oif, says the word Kamishmat to teach me three halachas. The Oiva Sa'oif had to be brought Menachulin, the Oiva Sa'oif had to be brought during the day, and the void of the Oiva Sa'oif had to be Dafka Biyodei Hayimonis. So I'm skipping a whole daf. The Gemara in Daf Chabeza Mar Aleph dissects this braisa, and the Gemara says like this, Bayoy. One of the things that we learn from the word Kamishpat in the parish of Oila Sa'if is that the Oila Sa'if had to be brought during the day. I need a limud of Kamishpat, that it's like the Chatas, to tell me it has to be brought during the day. The Pasuk says, and from that Pasuk, we learned that all avoidos of all different karbanas had to be brought dafka during the day. Even shchita, which the Gemara says lav avoidi, had to be done during the day. It's freit the Gemara. Why do I need a limud of kamishpa to tell me that the oivasoiv had to be brought during the day? Isn't there a general din that all karbanas had to be brought during the day? And the Gemara says you're right. Kadinaspa. And achinami, we taka don't need a limud to tell me that the oivasoiv had to be brought during the day. Why then wasn't mentioned? You mentioned two. We threw in a three. But achinami kadinas. But the whole thing is one big toys. The Rashba in a tshuva, and this is in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Ayin Vav, was asked a question by a shoyl who had a manuscript of a Masechet Chulin. Right, this is before the Bamberg and the Sansino Shasin, when the way the Talmud was circulated was in manuscript. And this shoyl had a manuscript, and his Chulin Daf Chabez Amar Aleph was a little bit different. In his Girsa, when the Gemara says Bayoyim. Why do I need a limud of kamishpa to tell me that the oil saif had to be brought during the day? It's pashut had to be brought during the day. So this is what it said in that girsa. No, because I would have thought that when is there halacha bayoyim? That's chatas oiv. Aval oil saif emaloi. But there's a svara in the world somewhere to tell me that oil saif maybe not. Kamash malon the halacha of kamishpa. And the shoyl asked the Rashba. What's Pashup Shah? What would be the Havamina? The Oila Sa'oi from all the Karbonis in the world, that somehow is not included in Beyoim Tzavoyseis B'nei Yisrael HaKibis Karbonim. The Chata Sa'oif, yeah, the Oila Sa'oif not. And the Rashba wrote back to me, you're 100% right. This is a Girsa Mishubeshes. Don't even pay attention to this Girsa. It's a mistake. You put it in the Cairo Gneza. Don't pay any attention to it. This is one big mistake, this Girsa. In Or Sameach, and this is very much tucked away. It's in Hilchas Maisa Sheni Perig Zayin. He brings this Girsa that the Shoyl and the Rashba told the Rashba about in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chabez Amaral. And he brings the fact that the Rashba said, be moichik the Girsa, it's one big toys. But Nedra Meir Simcha, Lulei the Mistafina, I think you could be Miyashiv the Girsa. Because the MS is, it's a Pella, right? We're dealing here with the Oilus Oif in the parish of the Oilu Yoyre. And Ibn Ezra already asked the great Sakasha that the Ramban brings. And that is the why does this Aramat even have to bring a carbon oil? The Usher doesn't bring a carbon oil. So why would he have to bring a carbon oil? And the Ibn Ezra and the Panei Achra and Andrei Rishonim said that the reason is because being that a chatas has to have a chelik that goes l'gvaya and the chatas oif was kulei nachal, so there's no chelik that goes l'gvaya, so we're bringing now the oivus oif b'mokim ayimurim. So like this, there should be a chelik that's going to go on the mizbeach. So said Rameh Simcha Lulei de Mistafino. We know that even though the Torah says b'yom tzavoy, say that all the avoidas had to be done during the day, but there's one avoida that was able to be done at night, and that's the aktaras ayimurim. First Mishnah in Shas, Brachas Dafez Amar Aleph. Right, we know Hektar Chalavim is Kosher Kol HaLaila. So we know the Akhtar was able to be done the entire night. And being that the whole Cheftza of the Oila Sa'if is B'makom Ha'emurim, so said Rameh Simcha, Yesh Loima, that's why there would have been Al Koponim Ahavamino. That maybe the Oila Sa'if's Hakrova could be done at night. Maybe it doesn't have to be done during the day. Kamash Malon, Kamish, but to tell me that even the Oila Sa'if, Hagam the whole Cheftza of the Oila Sa'if is Mer Nid B'makom Ha'emurim. Afilu hachi, it's included in the din that avoida has to be done during the day. But there's an interesting postscript to this Hafeldiga Or Sameach. And that is in a sefer called Mekar Baruch. And this sefer Mekar Baruch was written by a Yid whose name was Rav Nachum Baruch Ginsburg. So the more popular Mekar Baruch was written by the Baal Torah Tamimo. But this was written by a Yid whose name was Rav Nachum Baruch Ginsburg. So Sois of you, Doivois Bekever. He was a great Litvish Goyen. And he once went to visit Ramey Simcha. He brings this Maisa in the Hakdama to his Sefer. He said he once went to the Dvinsky Rav, Ramey Simcha, and he walks into his study and he saw Ramey Simcha was beaming. He was so happy. He never saw him like this. And he said, "Kvoid Rav, L'Simcha Mazuoisa, why are you so excited? Is there something you want to share with me? Did something happen?" And Ramey Simcha said, "You know what? I'm going to share with you a Maisa Shoya Kachaya." Said, "I was sitting and learning right now, Chulin Daf Chabezam and Aleph, and I came across the Gemara, Bayoim, mi biyoim tzavoisei nafka, kadi nazba. And uchab zich derman techuvas harajba. With the shoyal asked the rajba based on a different gersa, where it sounds like there was a havamin in the Gemara, that as it relates to the oil of sa'oif, maybe that's an avoida, that would be afilu koshabalai. And the rajba said that there's no havon in this gersa, be moichik the gersa. And I had this einfal that maybe pshad is based on the Ben Ezra, that the Ramban is mishabech, another rishonim said, that being that it's b'mokam emurim, and emurim is koshabalai, maybe you could bring this balayla as well. And as I thought of this, so I fell asleep. All of a sudden I had a tardema. And in my sleep I had a dream. And in the dream I was standing in Shamayim. And there was a big kitchen going on in the world. And the kitchen was that the prosecution was saying that there's such a Yeridus Adoiris in Torah right now that there's no one in this door that could be Mechavan to Torah's Agnes. This is what Ramey Simcha sees in his dream. And as this tumult was happening and they're trying to figure out what do we do about this, all of a sudden the Rajba, Bechvoida Va'atzmoy, he walks into Bezin Shalmaila and he said, it's not Emes. He said, because there's a Yid in Dvinsk, in Lithuania, in a Kleine Shtetl, who just now said a Pshat in a Gemara in Chulin Daf Chabezim and Aleph. He was Miyashev Agirsa that 800 years ago I said had no Pshat. And he was Mechavan to Teres Emes Lamitoy. And you can't be Mekatrig on the door because there is a Yid in this door right now that has the ability to be mechavan to Teres Emes. So Ramey Simcha looked at this Yid, Rav Nachum Baruch Ginsburg, and he said, that's why I'm so besimcha, because of this cholam that I just had. And the truth is, if you take a look at the Or Sameach in Avenig, in Hilchas Maisa Sheni Perek Zayin, after Ramey Simcha says this vart, he very mysteriously says the following. He says, Ulefi Mashe Pirashnu, based on our pshat, hi nuscha dafkonis. Ramey Simcha sprach. The nusach is a meduyik diga nusach. The gersa is a real gersa. V'samachti ma'oid shehinchani Hashem b'derech emes. He said, I was so besimcha that the Eibishter led me b'derech emes. What's brought down in the Hakdama to that sefer Mekar Baruch is what we like to say is the rest of the story.